The latest single from Zayn, taken from Mind of Mine. It's called Like I Would. You're on the hit list on KMFM. Zayn and Gigi has been trending all day on Twitter because they did a couple's photo shoot, which is adorable. I mean, it's a bit gross if you don't like the soppy sort of stuff, but adorable if you have a heart. I don't, so that's fine. So at the end of last year on KMFM, we picked four ones to watch for 2016. One of these was the London-based pop machine that is Dua Lipa, and we caught up a couple of days ago, so let's hit play on part one of that chat.
KMFM.
Let's go straight in. Let's talk about the new single, because it's called Last Dance. It's available to download now. The video is really, really trippy. Like, it's filmed, for anyone who hasn't seen it, it's filmed in a forest. So basically, I want to know, do you get hay fever? Because if I filmed that, it would have been like an absolute nightmare for me. Like, I would have been crying the entire music video.
No hay fever, but apparently I've heard that you can develop that stuff later.
Can you?
So, like, later on in your life. So, like, you know, now I could be fine, but next year, who knows?
But how do you develop it? Is it something like the more time you spend in forests, the more chance you've got of getting hay fever?
I haven't actually looked into it, so you can, I'm the wrong person to ask, but I have heard it's a thing.
You can only be in a forest like every third music video, because obviously we care about your health. What's your most kind of, because you're beginning to properly take off now, what's your most sort of I can't believe this is happening moment you've had, where you've kind of had to pinch yourself to check that if life is really real? What have you had so far?
Hearing my song on the radio for the first time. I guess every time I hear my song on the radio, it's pretty weird and it's pretty crazy. I was once, like, in Italy doing some promo, and I was just in the car on my way to some meetings, and they were just, like, saying my name and playing my song, and that was pretty surreal. Performing live and actually seeing people sing my songs. I was in, like, in Austin in Texas just now, and there were people singing my songs, and I was like, whoa. It was weird. It was crazy. It's fun. I love it.
Do you ever text into radio stations when it's, like, requests and be like, can you play some Dua Lipa? Or do you get other people to?
No! I'd do that. Of course not.
If I was, I would definitely do that.
There's no way of being anonymous in that game.
Yeah, but no, you could pretend.
Someone will find you out.
No, but if you were if you had another mate in the car and you were like, oh, quick, text him because I really want to hear that song at the moment.
No.
I'd definitely do that. So that's probably why you're a lot better of a person than me. Get the royalties in like that. Simple text. You were talking about Austin, South by Southwest, which you're at. I was doing a bit of Twitter stalking, so you've just come back from that, haven't you?
Yeah, still a bit shaky and jet lagged and making up words that don't exist because of it. But yeah,
making up words that don't exist, maybe one of them can be the album title.
Well, I mean, it was weird because I was like, oh, let me try and put the aircon, I need it to be a bit chillier.
But that's
not a word.
I mean, that sounds like a word, though. It's not.
Definitely not a word.
I mean, it's not like you're combining like a completely made up word. It's a word that could exist, and we've got the gist of it.
Yeah, I feel like everybody else understood what I meant. But
yeah, exactly. I did, so that's why.
KMFM.
We'll get back to chatting to Dua Lipa in a bit, but first, let's have the song that started it all off for her on KMFM. This is Be the One. Dua Lipa, Be The One on KMFM. You listen to Glenn Scott, Tuesday evening, 10 past 8. Expecting huge things from this lady in 2016. We caught up a few days ago, so let's hit play on part two of that chat.
KMFM.
For somebody who's listening now who's kind of new to the world of Dua Lipa, can we play a kind of get-to-know-you round of quick-fire questions? No thinking, just jumping straight in.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, so the first album you ever bought?
Woe Nelly by Nelly Furtado.
Most embarrassing moment you've had so far?
There's been a lot.
If you had to tick one off.
I think it was when I was really young and my teacher got me to sing in front of the whole assembly, and he got me to sing a really high note and my voice completely cracked, and it was just like, yeah, that, and everybody kind of laughed, and that was a bit embarrassing. But I was also super young, so it's still something that kind of haunts me.
It goes with you. Well, now you can send like your latest single to the teacher who made you do it, and then that's kind of like, well, screw you. Look
exactly
what I've done now. Your favourite place in the world?
London.
Last film that you saw?
I saw Love and Mercy.
The last song that you heard?
Oh, it was Genghis Khan by Mike Snow.
Would you rather have one really long leg or one really long arm?
One really long arm.
It's easier then, because then you can reach stuff easier.
Like,
you'd still be able to run.
When you want to plug your phone charger on the other side of the bed.
Exactly.
It's so easy.
Or if you've ever left the remote on the other side of the room, and then everyone's like, oh, I don't want to get the remote. But you're like, don't worry, I've got my really long arm, and then you can reach over.
Exactly.
1 million fans or 1 million pounds?
1 million fans.
Khan Kanye or Jay-Z?
Jay-Z.
Beyonce or Rihanna? That's a big one.
If I said Jay-Z, I might as well go with his wife as well.
That's
Can't
true.
Part them.
More of an opportunity of being invited to a dinner party then.
Yeah, I'll take Beyonce.
The biggest guilty pleasure you have in terms of music?
I don't know. I mean, I love Justin Bieber.
But then who doesn't nowadays?
But then it's not really a guilty pleasure.
Not anymore.
Don't really know.
We'll say old school Justin Bieber. So do you still kind of bop along to Baby?
Yeah, I love that.
And
I love Baby.
And Sean Kingston, the Eenie Meenie Miney Moe lover.
Eenie Meenie Miney Moe lover. That
is my
good.
Jam.
And good.
Finally, your weirdest habit or weirdest fear? Because if I was asked this question, I'd say I'm scared of pigeons because I'm terrified of pigeons. But if you had like a weirdest habit or a weirdest fear, that's just an example.
You're scared of pigeons.
Yeah, they're too confident.
I feel like I'm really scared of bed bugs. Like, I've never had them, but
no.
I feel like people, I don't know, there's been a lot of chat about bed bugs recently.
But you laughed at me when I said I was scared of pigeons, but bed bugs are a little bit less harmful than pigeons. See, pigeons are bigger. They've got more.
Yeah, but bed bugs are like hard to get rid of once you have them.
That's true, actually. We're even. That's fine.
I think I'm okay with that one.
Okay, brilliant. Well, thank you for speaking to me today.
Thank you so much.
That's all right. And is there any chance finally you can introduce the track Last Dance here on KMFM, please?
Hey, this is Dua Lipa, and you're listening to my new tune, Last Dance, on KMFM.
Fatal attraction, yeah, we might just end up crushing, but I'm ready if it happens with you.